May God's blessing be on my words to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the Christmas Day sermon poses a challenge for the preacher. He or she, of course, has good news to proclaim, the best news ever. But there are some difficult choices which the lectionary gives us. One of the appointed readings today is from the first chapter of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's a deeply profound and theological piece. And I do have a sermon here, which takes nearly half an hour to deliver. And there are all those turkeys cooking in the oven. Another popular choice is to ask any children present if they have brought any Christmas presents which they have opened, and invite them to share them. The preacher then reflects on the virtues of giving and receiving, and any other morals which can be teased out. And then I realized, of course, there would be no children with us here this morning. So bear with me as I speak just for 5 minutes on some words from the gospel that Helen has just proclaimed. For to you is born a Saviour, and you will find the babe lying in a manger. As I said, I'm not going to talk for long, so let's be clear what it is we are talking about. We're not talking about a dear little baby who became a nice man. There are lots of dear little babies, and happily, there are lots of nice men. But although their friends and families may celebrate their birthdays, the world does not. And there's no excuse for the fuss that we make about Jesus' birthday unless we believe him to be unique, the same yet quite different from all other babies. Unless we believe that he came from a sphere beyond Earth's failure and despair. At Christmas, to speak plainly, we are dealing with the supernatural, with the miraculous. We are dealing with a Christmas and a Christmas power that's greater than ourselves. And we are saying that the eternal Word of God has been made flesh. So the Christmas gospel is news, good news, news of a Saviour. And God knows we need a Saviour badly enough. The world is in a mess. Our own country is deeply divided, and many are confused and worried about their health and well-being and their livelihood. Many don't know where to turn. Yes, we need a Saviour. And where will we find him? Well, strangely, comes the answer, you will find the babe lying in a manger. That is a strange thing. Who said anything about a baby? And what's more, we're told to go and look in the strangest of places. A manger in a smelly cow shed. We would have been happy to look for a saviour, perhaps amongst the dons in Cambridge, or maybe at Hampton Court Palace, or maybe amongst the gnomes of Zurich. But the angels insist that if we're going to find our Saviour, we shall find him in a manger, in an inn. And only those as humble as the shepherds could credit that story. So, unless we learn from the humility of the shepherds, we'll never find that Saviour that we sorely need. Our pride, our conceit, our self-seeking will have to go along with our sophistication and our intellectual pride. only when we are obedient enough to search for the stable and humble enough to enter it will we find the babe. And only grown up as we are, kneel before the babe and learn of him. It's only then that we will know that we have found our Saviour. Of course, this Christmas is different and restricted. But listen to what our bishop, our acting diocesan bishop, Bishop Peter, has written to the parishes in the diocese. He writes, "For those who bear the name of Christ, Christmas is never diminished or cancelled. The first Christmas in Bethlehem was, of course, physically a very small gathering, as our Christmases will now be this year. But it remains a wondrous, joyful, and life-giving time to celebrate our Saviour at home and however else we can. Jesus is our Emmanuel, our God with us, bringing his light into the darkness of the pandemic this Christmas more than ever before. And so I say to you, today Christ is born among us and for us. Accept him into your heart. Walk through life with him at your side. He will put light and meaning on everything that crosses your path. And he will love and cherish you every step of the way. To wish you a happy Christmas is to wish that Christ be born not just in Bethlehem of Judea, but in the Bethlehem of your heart. Not just in the winter straw of a poor manger far away, but in the warm love of your responding heart. And I do wish you that happy Christmas. Amen."